This is a Cattle Cast Extra.
The Lansing Police Department is celebrating their 125th year with a free family event on May 5th at the Lansing Center. Here to talk about the event is Sergeant Justin Moore. Sergeant Moore, welcome to Cattle Cast.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So before we discuss the event, can you provide our listeners with a little information about the department? How many people are employed, the different divisions, that sort of thing?
Absolutely. So we're about a 200-person sworn department. We operate 24 hours a day, 7 days a week in the city. We have a jail that's located downtown that's operated as well 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There's about 16 detention officers that staff that facility as well. We cover the entire city of Lansing, which lies in three counties, Ingham, Clinton, and Eaton County. Officers are out there on patrol covering those areas. And then we have community policing officers and things like that in those areas as well.
So what drew you to law enforcement?
So originally, as a young kid, I saw law enforcement out there doing a lot of good things and helping people. I took to that and said, that's something that I just want to do. I want to be able to be out there and help my community and make it a stronger and safer place to live, work, and play.
And what have been some of your jobs over the years? How have you evolved in the department?
So I spent most of my career in patrol. And during that time, some of those additional job duties you can have is I spent as a trainer as well, training officers in some of our skill sets that they use out there. I spent time on our Honor Guard unit as well, which goes around and does public events and post colors at events, which is the flags, as well as being on our SWAT team. And I was also a field training officer. About 3.5 years ago, I got promoted to sergeant. And since then, I've been in an assignment where I manage our property and evidence room and purchasing.
So in what ways have law enforcement changed over the years?
So in the beginning, we started out in 1859 with a city marshal and three watchmen who patrolled on footbeat throughout the city, which obviously was very hard to be able to get around and do some of those things that we do current day.
Right.
They eventually got horses and wagons to patrol the city. And throughout that time, then we ended up with being one of the first agencies in the nation with an automobile and a motorcycle.
Oh, really?
Okay. So that changed drastically. In the beginning, they had call boxes as how they were dispatched to calls. So officers would walk foot beats and walk around to a payphone style phone that was locked. And they would get in there and then get a call from the dispatcher back at headquarters through that phone and then walk or ride a horse or a motorcycle to their next call. And obviously technology has increased and things like that, which has brought us into the modern day with those vehicles. And now we have computers in cars and two-way radio systems and lots of technology that's changed some of those things for us greatly.
Absolutely. It's fun to really think about that history over the years. And I mean, it doesn't seem like a whole lot. And then when you put it like that, though, that's an incredible difference in service and style. That's amazing. So many police departments across the country are struggling right now to connect with their communities. How is the Lansing Police Department strengthening its relationship with the community?
So we have community policing officers that are out there in those different communities throughout the city that interact with them and go to their meetings and go to their events. So that way we can directly hear firsthand from the community what their issues and quality of life things that are going on that they want changed and made better for their community. So that way we get firsthand knowledge of it and we have people out there that can actually implement those changes and help with those kinds of things. We've placed police officers in our schools so that they can interact with the kids there as well and get those issues and resolve them and get people to work better together on the ground level. We've also sent different officers out into organizations that have been in existence for a really long time, like the old Newsboys. Our department's very active in that. Mr. Palmer started that a long time ago, and it does a lot of good for the community. We partner with places like Sparrow and the Hope Promise to help kids get ahead in our community because we know that they're our future and they're going to help make our community better as well.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of things, as just everyday citizens, can we do to not only help our communities, but help the police?
So I think obviously the support by the community is huge. That really helps us be able to interact with the community and work well with them. I think bringing your quality of life issues and other issues in your community to us, we can try to really interact with you and solve those problems is the key to that whole being able to make this place a better place to live and work.
Mm-hmm. And if people have questions like, if it's an emergency, they call 911, obviously. But what about things that if somebody says, well, I don't know if that's really worth calling the police? I mean, should they lean on the side of being cautious or should they call anyway? And what kind of situations determine an emergency versus a non-emergency?
So we want to know those things because sometimes those smaller things can develop into a larger issue. So there's the non-emergency number where they can report it. Our website has the capability of going there and leaving us some information anonymously. There's the 311 availability as well. And we're developing apps and things like that for the future to be able to report and communicate with the police department some of those issues that are going on in the community to get it to us. Obviously, if it's a true emergency, we want people to call 911 so that way they get immediate assistance.
Mm-hmm. Now, you have a fun event planned on Saturday, May 5th. Tell us about that.
We do. So Saturday, May 5th, down at the Lansing Center from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., we are celebrating our 125 years of official service to the city of Lansing. In 1893, we incorporated, and we have stuff dating all the way back to the beginning, from photos to memorabilia and different uniforms and attire that officers wore. We have a 1952 Oldsmobile on display. We have a 1970s Oldsmobile on display and current-day police cars. We're going to bring in our canine unit, so you'll be able to come see the dogs. As well as our START unit as well, which is our SWAT team. The DIVE unit is there as well. So different things from the police department from over the eras that you'll be able to come in, see some of the history, some of the events and things that we've done and participated in. And then we have a lot of kids' activities as well. Cops and Donuts will be there providing donuts to the community, so they'll be able to sample those as well. The opening ceremony is at 11 a.m., and there will be some activities that follow that, but doors open at 10.
That sounds great. Lansing Police Department's 125th anniversary celebration, Saturday, May 5th, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Lansing Center. The event and the parking is free. Well, congratulations on this important milestone, and thanks for protecting and serving our community.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Sergeant Justin Moore from the Lansing Police Department, and this is Cattlecast.